Live your life on purpose. 10 ways to transform your reality.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction Personal Empowerment Podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zenk. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. You know, friends, brothers, sisters, the doorway to personal power, it opens inside. It doesn't open outside. Many times when I begin working with a client, it's all about the outside. He's doing this. They're doing that. These people are saying this. But when you understand that the changes that you make on the inside, when you walk inside yourself and connect with infinite source energy, and begin to live your life on purpose, not as a reaction to other people, but because your life has meaning and purpose, and you choose to live it that way. When you do that, you're going to find that you will transform your reality. Things will change, people will change, situations will change. Things that you never thought possible will manifest in your life, and it'll happen relatively fast. It's a wonderful experience. So I'm going to share with you 10 ways to transform your reality, to change the reality. If your reality is poverty, these 10 ways can help you transform your reality to wealth. If your reality is anger, these 10 ways can help you transform your reality to peace. If your reality is depression and sadness, these 10 ways can help you transform your reality to abundance and love and joy and happiness. I want to remind you to be sure and subscribe to us on iTunes, on Blog Talk Radio, on YouTube, and on Stitcher. And thank you for sharing our podcast around the net. We're looking at some of our numbers, and I go, wow, this is amazing. You are a part of, you're a part of something here. We're doing something here. And I believe that we are making an incredible difference. And you're helping. You're a part of that. You're giving without expecting anything in return when you share our podcast, our videos around the net. So wonderful. We're so pleased. Number one, forgive yourself. Move on with your life. Okay? Okay, so you messed up. So you did something wrong. So you hurt someone. So you hurt yourself. So you made some bad decisions. It's over with. The game is ended. Everybody's left the stadium. Stop thinking about it. You have to prepare yourself now in body, mind, and spirit for your present and your future. Sit down right now and say, Robert, I know it. Don't use Robert. Use your own name. Robert, I know you've made some terrible mistakes in your life, and you've hurt some people that didn't need to be hurt. You've let people down when they didn't need to be let down. You've made decisions that weren't empowering to your life, but I forgive you. I let it go. I surrender it right now, and I choose from this moment on to move on with my life. Number two is an old axiom. When you seek happiness for yourself, it will always, almost always, elude you. But when you seek happiness for others, you will be blessed with abundant happiness and joy and fulfillment for yourself. So what's the key? The key is to start thinking about how you can help others to empower their life, how you can help others to be happy, how you can help others to have a special day, a special moment, a special hour. That's what Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching is all about. That's what we do. And we're always seriously looking for determined individuals that want to make a difference in other people's lives. If you're one, please write me a letter with your contact information. I would love to talk to you. Because I have to tell you, we average about 300 to 400 inquiries every single week. And we can't handle them all. We're looking for people that want to make a difference in other people's lives. So stop seeking happiness for yourself. Start seeking happiness for others, and you will automatically find yourself in a position of greater abundance, greater joy, and greater happiness. Oh, you're doing good. Let's keep up. Let's keep going, okay? Are you ready? Number three, let go of your enemies. Look, I know they've hurt you. They've said bad things about you. They have taken your money. Whatever it is they've done, they've done. But you got to let it go. I didn't say you had to forget. I didn't say you had to be stupid and make the same mistake twice. Hopefully, if they've hurt you, you've learned a lesson. And there are over 9 billion people in this world. You don't have to make them your friends. And you can choose a new family. It's up to you. Let go of your enemies. The same spirit of light of God that flows through you, that keeps you alive, that animates you, flows through them as well. Always remember that. The same spirit of life that flows through you flows through the trees and the plants and the animals. Everything that is alive in our universe has the spirit of life of God flowing through it. Nothing can be your enemy. You don't have room for enemies. Here's what you do. Okay, listen to me. I know you've been hurt. You've been wrong. And you feel by giving up that wrong that somehow you're giving permission, but you're really not. So make a list of your so-called enemies or past enemies now. We'll put past enemies. And for the next 21 nights, I want you to think of them as you go to bed and say this Hawaiian prayer for them. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Well, number four is very special in today's world where everybody wants to conform, where we have safe spaces, where we can't express our opinions and our views. I want you to consider this. Nothing is more unique in the universe than you are. Now, when you think about precious metals or diamonds, what makes them of value? Well, what makes them of value is that they're unique and they're rare. There's nothing more rare than you. There's nothing more unique than you. Love who you are. Don't try to be someone else. Be yourself. Love the experience of being yourself. And if some people don't like it, that's their choice. They have that freedom. But in my own personal journey, what I have slowly found, and I do mean slowly, what I've slowly found is that for every one person that dislikes your message, dislikes your presentation, dislikes the way you go about doing things, there are 10 people who absolutely love it. So be your unique self. Live your life on purpose. Number 5, relax. I mean, let go, unwind about your future. Chillax, as we say. Let it go and let it flow. Set your intentions. Do your affirmations, create your mind movies or creative visualization. Do whatever you need to do, but then let it go and just know. Just know. It's what the ancients called gnosis. Just know that it's your reality, that it has manifested. It's just unfolding. You know, when you look at a rose bush during the wintertime, we cut them way down. And it almost seems like nothing will ever grow out of that bush ever again, you know? But come spring, there's a little teeny bud there. So even when we cut down that rose bush, the appearance of a rose is not present, but its reality is. You can't see it yet, but it's there. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it isn't happening right now. And never, never, I mean never ask why it's not happening yet. Why has my check come in yet? Why hasn't she called me yet? Why hasn't this happened yet? Well, you know, we were going to do some special affirmations and nothing happened yet. You don't know what's happened. You don't know how much has happened. You don't know how much has unfolded. Most of your reality is invisible. But if you'll spend more time walking through that doorway that leads inward instead of outward, you'll begin to experience this and understand it.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Number 6 is let go of your addiction. Perhaps you have some coffee addictions. Perhaps you have some alcohol addictions or drug addictions. Perhaps you're addicted to spending money. Perhaps you're addicted to negative beliefs and feeling depressed. You know, depression is an addiction that people choose. Well, anyway, whatever your addiction is, it's time to let it go. You've tried all the programs. You've been to the 12 steps, 13 steps, 11 steps, whatever. And that's all good. I would never put it down. But I want you to right now, turn over your addiction to source energy. Bring in that source energy into your body, into your energy field, into your spirit. And don't just do it once a week or once a day. Do it 10 times a day. And then after a while, you only have to do it 8 times a day. And then pretty soon, only 6 times a day. Bring in that source in whatever method. Now, the method that I like to use is a method that comes from the Mystery School of the Golden Dawn. It's called the Middle Pillar. But there are other methods as well. And I will do a separate podcast on the middle pillar sometime here in the near future for you. Affirm in your heart and in your soul that the person that you always wanted to be, the person that you dreamt of being, that you are becoming it now. That you are becoming it. And if you have friends, so-called friends, that are a part of your addiction, let them go. Turn it over to Source. Make Source energy, God, the infinite light, spirit, prana, make it your number one friend. Again, 8-10 times a day, meditating with source energy and bringing that light into your body 12, 15 times a day if necessary, okay? But turning it always over to source, okay? Let go of your addictions. Number 7, speak clearly about your intentions. So many people are vague. Well, I want this, but I'm not sure if I need that. And I kind of want that, but I'm not sure if I need this. And what about this? And what about that? And I just don't know. You know, I just vague speaking. Stop it. Okay, stop it. Speak clearly about your intentions. Use words and phrases such as absolutely, certainly, guaranteed. If you'll start using language like that, and perhaps you could, you know, someone out there who's ambitious could come up with like 15 absolute words, power words, and post them on YouTube. That would be wonderful. But speak clearly about your intentions. Number 8, I highly agree with this one. Pay it forward, pay it forward, pay it forward every day. Put some money in the parking meter. If somebody's parking meter's run out, put some money in. You know, somebody in line, buy them a Starbucks. You know, just say, hey, look, let me get your coffee today. Oh, no, 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 no. Just let me get it for you. You know, you pay it forward. Let traffic, you know, don't block people off. Let them go. Come on. It's not that important, is it? On your last day, are you going to say, thank God I blocked that lady off and she couldn't merge into traffic? Is that your legacy? You know, how about paying the toll? You got to go across a toll bridge. The person behind you has to pay as well. Pay it for them. Send some money anonymously to people who need it. You know, they have these GoFundMe projects. If you can send $100, $500, $1,000, or even $10 anonymously, your reward is within. That's your reward. We're not worried about the ego reward. We want that reward that comes from within. Number 9, live your life on purpose. Understand and accept that you have a calling, that you have a destiny, that you have a purpose, which is to leave a legacy, to leave this world better than you found it. And what I'd like you to do is get up every day and say, okay, yeah, I do this for a living, and I do this, but I also have a purpose. And I'm going to master that purpose. I'm going to understand my purpose, my legacy. I did that with my advertising agency. I had it sweet. I mean, honestly, I didn't have to work that hard. And I was making some very good money in Seattle. And I had some very nice clients. I got to meet all the TV stars. I got free tickets to the Mariners, to the Seahawks. I mean, it was crazy. It was a beautiful life. But I felt that I had more to give. And so in 2007, I began mentoring along with my advertising agency. By 2000, and I think around 10, I completely had closed down the ad agency. And I may take on a client or two that is spiritually based every now and then. But aside from that, I focus on you because I believe you living a happy, fulfilled, resourceful life is in some small little teeny way part of my legacy. What's your legacy? Come on, get excited about it. Number 10, be still and allow God to fill your mind, body, and spirit. Every day there has to be 20 minutes. 20 minutes, that's it. Morning, noon, evening. Some people say, well, I got to do it in the morning. Some people say, you got to do it. I don't care when you do it. You need 20 minutes alone to allow God, spirit, life force, energy, vibration, deeper into your life, and to open you up in your mind and your body and your spirit to your greatest potential, to the highest version of yourself. You know, I believe that you are perfect. You and I have made some decisions that weren't perfect in our life, and we'll continue to do that. That's part of the living experience. But they're not failures. It's simply feedback. It's simply information that we can use to change our reality. You're going to change your reality. I know this because you are a high flyer and you are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure and visit our website at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. And if you're going through some kind of a crisis, write a letter with a phone number. When I say crisis, most people that are going through a breakup consider that a crisis. So be sure and share that with us, okay? Hey, we love you. We're here for you. Thank you so much for listening and for sharing it and for subscribing. And you have a great day because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.